Welcome to the Marketing Your Practice podcast, where we help natural health practitioners and wellness experts build profitable, predictable, and enjoyable practices. Each week, we share simple, effective, easily actionable, and proven heart-centered marketing strategies. And now your hosts, Dr. Angus Pike and Dr. Tony Rose.
So a big warm welcome to the Marketing Your Practice show. This is Angus here flying solo without my good friend, business partner, Tony Rose. Today we're talking all about how do we go about and improve your search engine ranking or search engine optimization or Google page ranking. Now, first of all, what do I mean by that? So if these are new terms to you, then really what I'm talking about is that in my area here in Port Melbourne for the practice that I still work in just a couple of mornings a week, the sort of search terms that people are putting in, unless they know they're particularly looking for me, they're going to put in something like this, your town or suburb name. So in my place here, it would be Port Melbourne, and then your profession. So it might be Port Melbourne naturopath, Port Melbourne massage, Port Melbourne chiropractor. Now they might put it in the other way, chiropractor Port Melbourne. But these are the most common terms when people are looking for service industries. It would be the same if they were looking for a plumber, if they were looking for a hairdresser. Now think back, the way that people go about choosing before they're happy to come into our practice, the vast majority of people are going to do a little bit of research beforehand. They want to find about us. The days of somebody just cold calling into our practice, I think, are getting less and less. So first of all, we want to have a website that gives them the right information about us. And we'll talk about that on another show. But really what we're talking about today is how do we get them even to your website as well? There's some really clear statistics on this, and none of this will be a surprise to you. I think it was WebWorks that basically showed when you put in that search term, if you're not on page one, then you're not going to have somebody clicking on your link. Nobody searched down into page two or page three or page four. Think about when you're searching for something, whether it's to buy a new pair of shoes, you're looking for something for your car, or if you're looking for health services or any services for that matter. We get to that page one and we click invariably one of the first links that are on there. So 95% of traffic is all going to be clicking links on the first page. So here's the first thing I need you to really understand. It's this, is that if you're wanting to get some of that organic traffic, the people out in your community right now that are looking for health services, they're saying, I need a chiropractor, I need a naturopath, I want a Chinese medicine practitioner, you know, I want a personal trainer. And if they're just beginning their research there, you must be up on page one. Now, here's the second point that's really important to understand, and that's this, is that not all page one ranking is the same. So you might notice that when you put in that search term, this is particularly on Google that we're looking at, what appears up the very top there are sponsored or paid advertisements. So you might be thinking, okay, Angus, I get it. It's important for me to be up on page one. I'm going to just pay to be up on page one. In fact, there'll be people that will tell you to do that as well. Now, there's some logic in that until you start to see some of the research again. And the research shows this, is that 90% of the clicks don't actually happen. We realize that they're the paid advertisements. 90% of people click down just underneath those into the organic, the natural ones, because we know that, you know what, that's the place that have built up the best reputation. They've worked their way up to the top there. So whilst some of us will click the paid ads up the top there, I certainly very rarely click the paid ads. I look at paid ads. I scroll down and I end up picking the top ones of the organic reach. So our goal today, and my goal in chatting with you, is really showing you how do we get your practice, whether you're a personal trainer, whether you're a chiropractor, osteopath, a naturopath, particularly, how do we get it so that you're up the top there? Now, once we can get people coming to your website, in a future episode, we'll talk about the sort of things that you need to have on your website, okay? So we're going to go through four steps that I'm going to talk about as well. Now, I want to give you a word of caution, as with all these things, because there are plenty of companies that do great work that will help you with website SEO. Now, if you're not aware what that word SEO stands for, it means search engine optimization. It just means what can we do that when people are searching for your kind of health service, that you end up the top up there as well. So I started investigating this process back in 2013. I live in an area here in Melbourne where there's lots of chiropractors and lots of really good chiropractors. And what I was noticing at this stage is that if you happen to put in Port Melbourne chiropractor, that I was coming up on page two and sometimes on page three. So you basically didn't see my practice come up at all there. So I went, what do I need to do to start to boost myself back up there? Now, I started to take some stats at that stage. So of from July 2013 through to July 2014, I averaged 21 new patients that year. So a little over 1.5, I think those numbers might be, per month that came in as a direct result from a Google search. Now, I'm able to find these out because we ask our patients. So you might be saying, how do I find this information out? So the way that you would find that out is that when you have a new patient coming, we either ask at the front desk, they ask at the phone call, or you could ask them when you're sitting down in the consultation, how did you hear about our practice? So remember that number? We started off from July 2013 through to July 2014 with 21 new patients. So I started to investigate, what have I got to do to start to get my page coming up further up the rank? Now, in that stage, there were people doing lots of crazy things, but there was this real focus on keywords. And so if I was wanting to rank for Chiropractor Port Melbourne, then people were doing things like putting Chiropractor Port Melbourne in every page across headings. In fact, they would go to the extent that they would create almost invisible page and have the word Chiropractor Port Melbourne written hundreds, if not thousands of times there. So the website would have Chiropractor Port Melbourne written on it numerous times. Now, I don't know if that ever did work, but it's certainly not going to work now. And in fact, Google sees you doing things like that as well, pops a cross next to your name there, and that'll actually work against you. Here's what Google wants. Google wants people coming to your site, spending time on your site and not bouncing off. It's a process that they call dwell time. So someone puts in a Chiropractor Port Melbourne, they come across to my site. Now, do they go to that site and bounce straight off? Because if that's what happens, here's what Google assumes. Google assumes that my website didn't solve their problem. So it's not likely to have it as a solution next time up there. So here's the first thing. If we want to improve our search engine optimization, we must focus on dwell time. So we want people coming to our website and we want them staying there for a long time. So if you're joining us, then a huge big welcome. We're talking all about search engine optimization. We're talking all about how to get your website ranked up to number one. So we talked about a little bit before in terms of why that's so damn important. And that is because if you ain't on page number one, then nobody's scrolling down to page number two. So dwell time is what's important. So I started to look at what is it that would improve dwell time on my website? What makes people stick around more than anything? And this is what really even further increased my love of video. You see, if there's a video on a web page and if there's an article on a web page, then people will stick around much longer and get much further through the video than they ever will through the article. Now, I think this is, whether it's laziness or what it is, I think it's just, it's so much easier for us to consume video than it is for us to consume particularly text. Especially now that we're in this world that's full of multitasking. I told you a story a couple of weeks ago. I was standing at the bank flicking through, found a video that I wanted to watch, and I was able to watch that video and kind of listen to it while I was standing in the line at the bank. It would have been more difficult for me to read the text while I was in the line there as well. Video is also, in many cases, a much better medium for us to be teaching, particularly how-to content as well. So if we want to have people sticking around on our website, then video is a great way for us to be increasing dwell time. So that takes us really on to step number one that I want you thinking about, okay? So step number one, we've got our fancy little bars coming on, is you need to start making helpful videos. Now, depending on whether you're watching this live on Facebook with me now, or this is our podcast as well, I think it might be episode 14 or 15, over on our website, adiomedia.com, we have blog content after blog content full of videos that show you how to make how-to videos, the kind of videos that will be engaging, the kind of videos that will be entertaining, the kind of videos that your patients will want to watch, because we don't want to have them coming over to our website or people coming over to our website clicking our video and the video being so horrible that they don't even watch it. Now, here's the good news. For you to have a video that people want to watch, it doesn't need to be Academy Award-winning video. You don't need to be Leonardo DiCaprio. You don't need to be Brad Pitt. It doesn't need to be, you know, cinematography. These can be videos, in many cases, that are shot with your iPhone. Many cases of can be shot with cheap cameras as well. But you need to know the blueprint. In fact, one of the first things I might suggest that you do is have a look either a couple of episodes beforehand. Tony and I spoke about the five-part video template. when you follow this template that'll take you through exactly how to make helpful videos. So make a helpful video. Now, what do we do? I've made my video. What's the next step that I do? Now, after you've made your helpful video, what I want you to do is I want you to upload that video up onto YouTube. There's a couple of reasons I chose YouTube, particularly when I started this process in 2013, is it was just the easiest. So YouTube makes it really simple for us to upload our videos up there. YouTube is the second largest search engine, which means when people are looking for stuff online, first is Google. Second, people are looking for solutions to their problems on YouTube as well. YouTube is also the fastest rendering video. So some of the other big popular ones that we use from time to time are Vimeo, Wistia as well. If we upload our video across all of those, independent tests still tend to show that YouTube videos play a bit faster. So if you're like me and you get a bit frustrated when you're watching a video and that spinning bar is waiting for it to render, that's why we use YouTube still with a lot of our videos, because they tend to render much more quickly on that as well. And at the stage that I was doing this, why YouTube was most as important, because it gets onto this next step here, which is step three, which is it made it really easy for me to embed. I've got a double D there. I don't think that's how you spell embed, but anyway, my expertise is in around marketing practice, not around spelling. Forgive me for that as well. We want to embed that video on my website, because as I mentioned beforehand, remember when we started this process off, is that we need traffic coming to my website to watch my videos. It's no good if I'm sending people over to YouTube and they're watching my helpful videos over there. There is some help to that, but that's not what we want as well. So let's go over a summary of where we're at the moment, okay? Dwell time is important. I want people coming to my website and watching videos. What the research tells us is they're much more likely to watch videos than they are to read text about us. Your patients want to watch videos about you, not read blog articles about you as well. We make some helpful videos. I upload that video up onto YouTube. I then take that share link. And then what's simple, particularly so many of you will have WordPress blog sites. Take that link, cut and paste it onto my WordPress, and then all of a sudden that video magically appears in my website. And you just want to have it as a blog article on there. So let's just say that the video that you made this week is all about proper sleeping positions. So this is something that we're going to be talking about over this next month at my practice right now. We're going to go through sleeping postures and sleeping hygiene, all those kind of things there too. So you might have made a short little helpful video that's three steps to a great night's sleep. So now that video, a little bit of text explaining about the video, giving a summary of it as well, is on my website. Now, so here's what we want to do next, is we want to get some traffic to our video so people will be watching it. And here's what I started with. I went, how can I get more traffic there that I'm in control of? I already had all the email addresses of my existing patient base. So these are people that are already seeing me, were happy with my services. So what I started doing is I sent an email each and every week to my existing database saying, hey, I've made a video for this week. We're talking all about sleep positions. If you're not a great sleeper, or if you want to learn the three tips to a great night's sleep, this short 3-minute video will give you the solutions. Click here to watch the video. And what would happen is I would send that out. I had a patient database of a little bit over 1,000 email addresses. I would send that out. My open rate was about 50 to 60%, but let's call it 50%. So 500 people opened it. Now, of those 500 people that opened it, I had about a 10% click-through rate. Okay, so 10% would actually click on the video at that rate there as well. So that meant there was about, on average, 50 people coming over to my website each and every week, spending a minimum of 3 to 5 minutes watching videos there. Now, this is what made all the difference, because here's what I feel pretty confident in suggesting, is that your competitors, and certainly my competitors, didn't have 50 people coming to their website each and every week spending 3 to 5 minutes there. Now, this might not sound like a large number of people, but this adds up over time. So when I started this process, again, I talked about July 2013, I was ranking on the second and sometimes the third page. So I had to click through to page two, sometimes to page three before my website ever got sore at Life Chiropractic as well. After 12 months of going through this process, and then from the year 2014 through to 2015, we went from ranking on page two and three to ranking at page one. So it took about 12 months to get us there. And we went from 21 new patients to 73 new patients. So I had an extra 52 new patients that came into my practice from a Google search. Now, these people were all there beforehand, but they were never finding my practice because I wasn't on page one. But the simple process of me making a helpful video each and every week, sending my existent patient base, so you have existent patients, and if you don't already have their email address, which is what you might be saying there too, then here's how you go about it. You simply ask them when they're in for their next visit, whether it's a massage, the next personal training, they're in for an adjustment. Let them know, listen, we're starting to make some helpful videos. We're going to be sharing them once every 1 to 2 weeks. They'll be 3 to 5 minutes, all about helping you to perform better, live healthier, to get well and stay well. Would you be interested in receiving these? If you get bored of them at any stage, you can unsubscribe. We won't be sending you any spam email. Ask them. And here's what will happen is that 9 out of 10 of your patients will say yes, and they'll say, yes, please. They love to be getting helpful videos. The key there is helpful. So when you're sending them these videos, then very quickly over time, you're going to start to have traffic. You're in control of this traffic. People will be going to your website. So step four, which I forgot to put my fancy little thing up there too, is you need to email your existing patient base. Send them all the way to your videos as well. So this process through here, as I said, ends up bringing in an extra 50 odd new patients into my practice. Our average caseload is around about $2,000 per patient there, which means this brings in well over $100,000 of business each year. And this doesn't include the internal referrals that I get from these patients as well. So it was a simple process that we did that takes no time, that now continues that momentum going through as well. So let me summarize this process, hit a couple of the high points, and then we can jump in if we have any questions, so I can help kind of troubleshoot this for you as well. Step number one, we want to get your website on page one of Google for a search term, which is really your suburb and your profession. Is it personal trainer, Port Melbourne, chiropractor, Port Melbourne, hairdresser, Port Melbourne as well? We must be on that page one, and the closer up to number one, then the better it is from there as well. We want to focus on dwell time. So we want people coming to our website, and we want them sticking around for a long time, not just bouncing off as well. The best thing to improve dwell time on your website is videos as well. So step one of our four-step process, make videos, make helpful videos. Step number two, once we've made that helpful video, that 3 to 5 minute video, upload that up onto YouTube. Step number three, what we do is we take our share link from YouTube, embed that on our website. And step number four is we email our patients and we send them over to our website to watch that video as well. Now, if you're up for this process, then ideally I would be suggesting that you keep in contact with your existing patients once a week. Now, again, even if this process was happening once a month, I'm sure that you would see great results for that as well. I have reproduced this same process with the other practice that we have in Lara, so down towards Geelong, and I've seen other chiropractors, other health professionals that follow this process. So don't get overwhelmed with thinking I need to be making a video once every week. If it's at least once a month, then you can do this. And remember, in previous podcasts, we've talked about how to batch all of this content. You should never be making your videos one at a time. You should be spending an afternoon and making 6, 8, 10, 12 videos, preparing all in advance. And probably only once a quarter should you be preparing all your videos. And then that drips out as you move forwards as well. So this process, is it difficult? Well, not when you know how. Does it take some effort? Yes. But how much effort would you be prepared to invest to bring an extra 6 figures of income into your business as well? So the numbers are dramatic as well. Now, I can't promise they're going to be the same with you. I don't know what kind of results that you'll get. Many of you, unfortunately, will listen to me now and think that's a really great idea, but not follow it through as well. But I feel confident that if you follow this process through, you will improve your search engine ranking, and that'll help you bring more patients into the practice as well. So that's it for now. Now's the time for questions as well. So if you've got any questions, then jump on into the chat. If this has been helpful, give me a thumbs up. Tony likes the love hearts. I'll have a love heart too. There's a thumb up. Thank you, Wayne. I hope this has been helpful. And now's the time too, gang. You've got me here for questions if you need them as well. So if you want to know how to implement this, further questions about what kind of videos that you should make, if you've got any questions about the nitty-gritties of, cameras, all those kind of things as well, or anything to do with that now, I'm going to hang around for a little while and answer some questions as well. As always, we appreciate you jumping on live here. Now, whether you be watching us live, if you have, give us a thumbs up. Tell Tony that you've missed him. He'll be back here with us next week. And of course, if you listen to this on the podcast, then please head on over. Give us a star rating. Tell us what you liked, what you didn't like as well. We like feedback. We want to continue to improve this show also. And if you haven't also, this coming weekend, depending if you're watching this live, we have our Thrive Summit going as well. You can head on over to adiomedia.com/Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E. So it's a free online summit. We go into all things living a thriving life and practice. There's a brilliant day on purpose, on profitability, on productivity, performance, the four Ps as well. So I'm not getting a lot of questions here, which means that I've either been able to answer all your questions about how you go about improving your search engine ranking, why it's so damn important. And of course, as always, if you want more tips about this, then head on over to adiomedia.com. We have a wealth of information there from ebooks that you can download. There's loads of free content there to get you started on this video making process. I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite quotes that I'm sticking with at the moment, and that is, the good video that you make will always outperform the perfect one that you don't. So we've got the gorgeous Lisa on here as well. So Lisa, what are you asking here as well? Hey, I'm on page one and I'm doing videos, but I need to pop them on my website more. I just started AdWords for last month. I haven't seen any change in new patient numbers. How would you rate AdWords? Lisa, that's a great question. I think that the AdWords thing is been and gone. I think the days, we're wanting to put in more research now. I would think this, that when people are looking at choosing particularly a healthcare service, as I mentioned beforehand, the AdWords up the top there, 5% of people will click on those. 95% of people are going to click on the organic. So if you're already in page one, then you're a great spot from there too. But what I would check is this, is that where are they going to when they get onto your website? Do you have a page there that's specifically designed for new patients? So rather than just your home patient, do they come straight to a video there that lets them know a little bit about you, what you can help with and why they should choose you? So I've not seen people knocking it out of the bag, out of the park with AdWords by themselves. What I would check, and I would work with your people who are doing your AdWords for you, is I'd be asking them this. What page are you sending them to? And I would start to test some different, what's often referred to as a landing page. So rather than sending them straight to your home page, is send them to a specific page as well. And I think that will probably change the results that you're getting. So another question here, so many things coming up. Are you getting clicks on your AdWords would be the first thing that I would see. And if you're not getting clicks on your AdWords, then you need to change some different AdWords. And if you're still not getting it, I think that it's the days for AdWords and not nearly what they used to be. Organic rank is where it is, it would be what I would suggest. So jump back in the chat. Tell me if you are getting clicks on there. And I'll answer some of these other questions while we're kind of heading through there as well. So dwell time is more important than keywords. Should we still do keywords or just focus on video and not worry about wording? Robin, great question there as well. Dwell time, from all the research that I've done, and again, from the results that I've seen, is dwell time is king. Yes, we want to have some keywords in there, but Google knows where you are. The reason why Google wants to know an address for where your practice is that's all it needs to know. It just needs to know, hey, listen, your practice is in Port Melbourne. The idea of me having keywords all the way through there that say Port Melbourne Chiropractic, Port Melbourne Chiropractic. And again, if you're focusing on sciatica, headaches, those kind of things, then you want to have some keywords inside of there. But again, in terms of having a website that has authority, the most important is having a website where people aren't bouncing off, and dwell time is that key for that too. And again, the best thing to work with dwell time is really video, because people will watch videos for longer than anything else, and they'll stick around for longer and they'll watch them for longer as well. So I wouldn't go about ignoring keywords. I'd be focusing on videos well before I'd be doing any of that as well. So Keegan's got a question through here as well. Excuse me when I'm kind of looking down each time here as well. So would you ever link to blog videos via Facebook or just upload videos to Facebook as well as blog? What a great question, Keegan. That's really important. And this is something that's changed as well. So Keegan, I'd be doing a bit of both. But here's what I know, and the stats are enormous with this as well. Your video will be shared and seen, that I think the last I checked, it's about 1,022% more when you upload the video straight up onto Facebook. So Facebook, I think about Facebook as, that's their platform. They want to keep people inside their platform. They don't really want to be sending people over to your website. So do a bit of both. We're at the moment, the process that we're tending to do is I upload videos directly up onto Facebook, so people be watching there, and I upload the videos onto my website as well. I send my existing patient base to my website to watch the videos, so there's traffic going there as well. And then I have traffic on Facebook that are watching the videos. So do both would be what I would suggest that you do also. So great question, Keegan. Lisa hasn't got a report yet. I know they're connecting AdWords with specific pages on my website, scoliosis, those kind of things there too. Yeah, look, Lisa, I would check it as well. With any, here's marketing. Marketing is as much art as it is science. There's some real science to it, but we want to test these things as well. So start really small, test it. Great that they're sending them to specific pages, not just blindly kind of blasting them to your homepage as well. I think there are better steps for us to be going towards it. I think, Lisa, Facebook advertising will give you a better bang for buck than what AdWords would be as well. I'd be heading in that direction rather than AdWords also. So what great questions that we've had today as well. So I'm sticking around. As long as there's questions, I'll be here. I've still got half a coffee left. It's warm, which is okay. I'm okay drinking warm coffee. But this is such an important topic because it can have such a dramatic and drastic impact on simply bringing new patients into your practice. And we want to be doing all things. We need to be looking at our internal referrals. We need to have multiple sources of business coming to us. In fact, regardless of what the kind of business that you have, a business vulnerability if it only has one source of income, one source of new patient as well. So when you can start to have multiple wheels coming through, and all of these wheels start to gather momentum, that's what allows us, gang, to bring in extra practitioners. It means we can start to have a break, have some holidays, take some time off, do all those kind of things also. So if this has been helpful, can you do us a favor? Give me a thumbs up, maybe even a love heart, something like that. That'll help keep me encouraged as well. So, and I've got another question here from Robin as well. So Robin, do you find a difference between Facebook videos and Instagram stories? We've been doing both, but seem to have more interest when posted on Facebook. Great question. Let me pop this up onto our feed here as well. A couple of love hearts there. Thanks, gang. Robin, we get better results from Facebook with our patients, but with Adio Media, we're starting to see some really great results with Instagram. Sorry, mental blank through there as well. But they're two different audiences. Videos, I've got a sneaking suspicion that a lot of our audience is going to be migrating from Facebook over to Instagram. The Facebook news feed is clogged up with a lot of stuff. And although they're trying to clean it up as well, there's a push towards, and video just sits at such a natural platform for Instagram. So in terms of Instagram stories, what we tend to do, rather than an Instagram stories, Robin, is we're making, so that for you to have it go in your news feed, the videos need to be less than 60 seconds. So what we tend to do, for instance, so here's our process. Let's dive into this. If any people are hanging around, then you can listen to this. So Kirby and I do a live video once every 2 weeks. And that live video can be anywhere between 10 and 20 minutes. We've just finished a whole process where we've worked our way from foot and ankle, knee, hip, low back, all the way through with all the self-care things that our practice members in our community can be doing from home. So then we might take that 10-minute video and we break that down into multiple little clips. So there might be four or five less than 60-second clips that come out of that, and we put those over on Instagram, and then we send people from those either to watch the full video over at our website. So I would suggest try making small videos. I find it a little bit, the Instagram stories, little 15-second clips. I like the video being a little longer than that as well. It might be interesting to see, Robin, what happens with Instagram TV. I'm a bit behind on that. I haven't really jumped. There's so many changes happening. But I like other people to kind of test some of this stuff out as well. So Instagram stories, great. It would be a little bit to think about who's your audience that you're really trying to attract as well. But why not try taking your videos out of Instagram stories, pop them in the feed of Instagram, which means they need to be less than 60 seconds, and then have a link in your bio that sends them over to watch the long video there as well. I think I've answered your question for me. Jump back in the chat there, Robin, and tell me if that kind of answers what you're doing there as well. So you guys got some great questions here today. I'm going to tell Tony we've got more questions today. Tony's not here. I'm going to tell him he's the reason that you guys don't ask questions. He's obviously an intimidating character as well. So, Robin, does that answer your question? I think so. Do we have any other questions here as well? You guys have been very generous with your thumbs up. I've only got the one love heart, though. Tony normally gets a lot more love hearts than me as we move forwards as well. Well, unless I get another question again here too, awesome suggestions. Thanks, Robin. You guys are great. I appreciate all that you do. 20 years I've been a chiropractor now, and I really love being a chiropractor. I feel very grateful for what I get to do. I've had a morning adjusting patients all morning. It's not easy work, though. And things have really changed, particularly over the last 20 years. In those days there, I could open a practice and people just came in. The competition wasn't as large of there being the number of chiropractors. The competition wasn't as large across the healthcare field there as well. And so what we've got to realise is we're in new times now. We have to communicate with our audience in different ways. The days of you thinking that you can just have your head down, backside up and just look after people and not communicate with your audience via video, via your website, via social media, I think they're gone. So I want you to not get left behind. The reason that this podcast, these live videos here exist is to help keep you up to speed so you don't get left behind as well. So Robin, Tony, will appreciate the love heart that you just sent him there. I'll make sure that one goes directly to him as well. So gang, thank you so much for joining the Marketing Your Practice show. You've been here with Angus Pike, my good friend, great friend, best friend, business partner. Dr. Tony is over in Adelaide at the moment. He'll be back next week joining us. Until next week, love you lots. Keep saving lives. See you soon. Bye.
You've been listening to the Marketing Your Practice podcast, where we help natural health practitioners and wellness experts build profitable, predictable, and enjoyable practices. For more information, please visit www.addiomedia.com.